Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture focus today comes from the book of Hebrews. Now, Hebrews is an interesting book. We don't know who wrote it. It's an anonymous sermon, basically, written to early Christians, to new Christians, to try and explain to them the atonement, to try and explain to them who Jesus Christ was. Jesus Christ was a man. He was a carpenter. He was a great teacher. He walked around. We could feel him. We could touch him. But all of a sudden, in his death and resurrection, he was transformed into something quite different. And it, well, quite frankly, it's still really hard to understand. And so the book of Hebrews tries to explain this sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf as a high priest of God. And so here is the scripture focus for today. This is from chapter 13, starting with verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Now, this is kind of a difficult topic to approach. The whole book of Hebrews is difficult, but this idea of sacrifice, because we don't like talking about sacrifice in our culture. Sacrifice is not really something that we aspire to. In fact, we aspire to get everything we want without sacrificing, right? I can have all the taste without sacrificing, or all the, you know, benefits of low calorie without sacrificing the flavor. We don't want to sacrifice because that has negative connotations, that you're giving things up, that you're doing without, and we want to have it all. But sacrifice is a central theme of the Bible. Of the entire Bible. You cannot read the Word of God without coming across the idea of sacrifice from the beginning to the end, over and over again. In the Old Testament, which is where people normally associate this idea of sacrifice, sacrifices were presented in two ways. There were two reasons why the people of God would sacrifice, would present a gift to God, you know, the dove on the altar, or the oxen, or the bull, or the goats, the sheep. First and most common that we think about is this sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins, that their sin was so great that only a blood sacrifice would satisfy the Lord, and so they would kill this animal in place of something worse on the altar and offer the blood to God as a forgiveness of sins. But there was another reason why sacrifices were made. And in fact, as far back as Abraham, God was explaining why sacrifice was necessary, and that was to seal a covenant. God continued throughout history to make covenants with God's people. Now, covenant, we've talked about those in worship before. A covenant is an agreement between two parties, and both parties promise something, and somehow you've got to seal the deal, right? Whenever you're making a legal agreement, you seal the deal, whether you sign a contract or you shake hands on it. Well, a blood sacrifice was what God required to seal a covenant. He told Abraham, he said, go and get a bull and cut the bull into two equal parts, and then I will pass between the two parts. I will walk between the two parts, and that will seal the covenant. I promise to you that I will be your God, and you promise to me that you will be my people. We still make covenants, right? I mean, we think of the covenant of marriage. Two people coming together, making an agreement together. And if you don't think there are sacrifices involved in a marriage covenant, then you have not been married very long. Both partners say, I'm willing to give up something. My freedom, my man cave, my shopping habit, my fidelity to you. I'm willing to give up something in order to be in covenant with you. And that's what a blood sacrifice was, giving up really one of their most prized possessions. Think of the culture, a bull, a ram, an unblemished sheep. It was more valuable than anything else they owned. But they were willing to place that on the altar of God in order to say, I honor this covenant. I continue to be in covenant with you and in honor of you. Well, then we move into the New Testament. And we get the story of Jesus Christ. The story goes that the sins of the world were so great. God tried everything to bring us back into atonement, at-one-ment. It's what the word means, to be one with him. He tried the sacrifices. He tried the law. He tried the prophets. Keep telling us to come back, come back. Nothing was working. And so finally, the Lord sent himself in the form of Jesus Christ to be the final atonement, the final sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins, and to present a new covenant that God says, I will always be there for you, no matter what, no matter what you have done. God recognizes that sin is our condition, that we continue to sin. But through Jesus Christ, he says, I am still there for you, offering forgiveness and mercy, a new covenant. But a covenant so wonderful, so amazing, that's being offered to us by God deserves a response. It deserves some sort of seal the deal, right? I mean, what can we do to seal the deal when God has offered himself, his son, his very being? What do we offer? Well, Paul had something to say about that. Many of you know this verse, and this is a beloved verse, Romans chapter 12. Paul realized that a covenant presented to us from God deserves to be sealed with the ultimate sacrifice. And Paul says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Present yourself. All that you are, all that you have, all that you do as a living sacrifice to seal the covenant that God continues to make with you every day. It's interesting that Paul says, present yourself as a living sacrifice. This is your spiritual worship. The words sacrifice and worship. Now, Paul was writing in Greek, but Paul knew Hebrew. He knew what the Old Testament said. He knew all about the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for sacrifice is the same word as worship. Your sacrifice to God, your sacrifice to the covenant is your worship of God. There is no difference in the eyes of the Lord. And God is pleased. The scripture that I read earlier talks about a sacrifice of praise to God. Do not neglect to do what is good and share what you have, for such sacrifices, such worship is pleasing to God. God loves to receive our worship, to receive our sacrifice. And that sacrifice on our part is our response to the covenant. It's not a way to get God to love us anymore. You know, a lot of people think that being a good Christian is all about getting tick marks in heaven, right? If I do the right things, if I try hard enough, if I come to church and I pray and I give my money to the church and I help my neighbor and, ooh, I might even fast every once in a while, I can be a super Christian and pile up good marks in heaven. It's not the way it works. God expects those sacrifices as a response to what he has already done for you. Salvation, freely given, abundant in nature, without regard for who you are, where you've been, or what you do. But God expects us to respond, to have the fruits of the Spirit. When we do the things that are pleasing to God, we are worshiping him in full. So we come to commitment day. Another opportunity to seal the covenant that God has already made with you. Jesus Christ is the sign of God's covenant for us, now and forever, the final sacrifice on God's behalf. But we are called to respond with sacrifices and worship of our own. So how do we sacrifice? How do we give it up for God? We give up things that are bad for us. Maybe there are addictions that are holding you back. Addictions to alcohol, addictions to drugs, pornography, shopping. When we give those things up and put them in the hands of the Lord, we are offering a living sacrifice. Maybe we give up our time. Time that could be spent on ourselves. Instead of a spa day, maybe I give myself to helping to coach Upward basketball or tutor kids at Malvern Elementary School or come down to the church and say, what do you need me to do today? We give sacrifices of our time to the Lord. And yes, we sacrifice our finances. We give monetary commitments to the church that is the body of Christ in the world. We give up our money. That's as plain as I want to say it. That's it. We sacrifice our cash for God. Someone once explained to me that when you write that monthly check to the church or that weekly check to the church, if you don't cringe and hold your breath and think, ooh, then maybe you're not sacrificing enough. Maybe it's too easy to write that check to the church. I'm not here to tell you how much to give. I'm not here to tell you you have to give. I'm just here to say God expects some response to what he's given you. You can't come and sit and listen without being changed. We have been changed. And we are meant to give joyfully, pleasing God as a way of showing thanks to the Lord for all that he has done for us and will continue to do for us.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. Feel free to join us at our bridge service, a relaxing and rejuvenating worship experience built around soulful music and worship of Jesus Christ, Sunday mornings at 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.